This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Durham-based musician Professor Tune's been rapping since he was a teenager. Over the years, he's watched the city's hip-hop scene expand, and Tune has grown with it, pushing himself as an artist and a creative thinker. He recently stepped outside the Triangle and toured across the country and says the experience shaped his understanding of community and culture. He is now back in the area and getting ready to release a new batch of songs. The project is called Release. It's scheduled to be out next month. Professor Tune performs tomorrow at Motor Co. Music Hall in Durham, but first joins me on the program. Welcome back, Professor Tune.
What's good, G? How are you?
I am all the better for seeing you. You've been on the road now and have come back a kind of a changed man. Tell us what happened to you.
Man, So I went on the road, did a bunch of things. But life didn't really, like, brighten up. You know, you feel that enlightened moment. It didn't happen until I got back. And then real life resumed. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talked last time. You know, I got a five-year-old. She just started kindergarten. Family, pressure, responsibilities. More responsibility now because I'm able to financially take care of myself through music. So, yeah, man. That was really, and then going and realizing I'm from Durham, grew up in Durham, and the world is not like Durham.
How is the world different than Durham? What's your observation?
It changes depending on where you are. It's a lot of welcoming places.
Yeah.
A really welcoming place was Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Really welcoming. St. Petersburg, Florida, really welcoming. Really weird places is in New York City. I do not like New York City. You have to play New York City, supposedly, quote unquote. You have to play it. I don't like New York. I loved playing there and the fans and the supporters there, but I stayed in New York for 4 or 5 days after our show there, just, you know, chilling off days. Don't necessarily like it. I got a lot of friends up there.
Yeah.
I got to see my homie Salim because he was working at the New York Times.
Nice.
He just got like an Emmy nomination for that too, that work he did with them, which was cool.
Very cool stuff.
But
give New York another chance. But we're happy to have you back here. I'll tell you. Tell us about this new this release now. What's this music all about?
This music's kind of the between period from touring and then being home.
Yeah.
A lot of personal things went on with family. There was some loss. There was some sickness. There was health problems with people. There was mental health issues with myself, with family members. There were still struggles because music money doesn't last very long, and you learn that really quickly. And there was the struggle with that. That was the learning experience and the lessons that came with that. And with all that, it was like, oh man, so I've gotten this big funk. I was dealing with depression and pressure at the same time. And within that period, I was writing zero music at all, didn't write anything. I was calling all the homies, calling Law, like, yo, I don't know what's going on with me, man. I'm just reaching out for help because I just didn't really know what to do. And then I kind of started to get out of the funk. I had a really great support system around me, and people and friends reach out. I'm like, hey, you have people, you have us, which is really huge. My mentors reached out to me, and that was really huge too. Listening to the mentors because they've been through it already, and they might not have your viewpoint necessarily, but they can give you some pointers and make it a little easier for you. And then I started to write and get out of that funk.
Well, let us hear the fruit of that journey. Will you do one for us now?
Cool. Let's do it.
Gonna do okay?
Yes, sir. Professor. Yeah. I am the king of the trees. Nobody up here but me. And all of the birds and the bees. And I got the view of a queen. I was raised by a good woman, so I got no choice but to mother you rappers stuck on a T. Chasing an M, know I'm a G. Empty the mag, Lord Fest ball like I'm 7'7". Young boy, never settle. So you wanna see impossible, just give me seconds. Young professor, killer session. Got a better shot at getting popped at traffic stops. Then I got it bagging me a bad chick at a packed club with a fat butt with this face. What's the odds? Some say we making a change. We really ain't moving the needle. Half of y'all rappers asleep. I'ma go live like I'm dreaming. I'ma go nuts on the beat. My flow is seminal fluid. I got to touch the mama. I can get you out the hood. Voice of an elephant. My flow is prevalent.
so check and predicate. Rappers irrelevant, ooh, nobody better than you. I talk to myself sometimes, I walk with myself sometimes. Gotta clear my mind sometimes. Take a shot at the bar and a shot in the dark. What I took when I left out the job and the spark. It was lit for the bark, but the bite that got meaner. I mean the flow windy, the frost got me cooler than ice from the Arctic. Ooh, gassing me up's in the caustic. What do it cost, cause I'm Boston. Fly and Larry from Boston, woo. Okay, okay, I do. Okay,
okay, okay, okay,
okay.
You got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, you got things to say. Hey. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
I heard that all before.
I do.
I heard that all before.
Okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
Professor Tune performing the song OK OK. Going to be there tomorrow night at Motorco Music Hall in Durham. Here with me now on The State of Things. You talked about being in this funk, and that's a scary thing for an artist, right? Not to say I can't do what it was I did. You came out of it. Was this the music that came out of that? You started writing? Or had this song been around before?
No, this song is actually, shout out to GM Ozawa. It's a collaboration with me and GM Ozawa. But this song... this song and a batch of a few more, the anger that just came out of frustration. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you surprised at what came out in the aftermath of that sort of that dark period?
You want to know what? Yes. I promise I was, because I had been struggling to find a way to keep the music moving, party-wise and movement. Let's turn up, let's mosh. And then keeping a balance and keeping the social commentary in there too. So if you pay close attention, you see it's like, oh, all right, it's lit, it's litty, let's get hype. And then in the middle, I sneak the message in there too. It's like, yo, this one message, and then you singing it, and it's kind of getting programmed in your brain. You don't even necessarily realize it.
Was that something you were trying to suppress before? In other words, try to be commercially successful. You were going in a different direction, and you finally let yourself.
I actually feel like I've added a little bit more of a commercial sound.
Yeah.
I was kicking against the whole radio. So I can write catchy music. People tell me that all the time. And I probably was doing way too much to try to avoid catchy stuff.
There you go. So that's what you let yourself do.
Probably, yeah.
You let yourself be successful. That's good. Hey, can I ask you to do another one now?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Jean Professor. I've been running in the walls, hoping not to fall, making sense of it all. Let the blind lead the blind, let the deaf never see, let a hater never live, wise men never speak, oh yeah. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Oh yeah. Hey. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ooh. Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Stoplight nor traffic sign, not an enemy nor a friend of mine. Yeah, not a bad chick nor a bummy broad. I lay it all out here in front of y'all. I used to sleep up on the step, now I'm puffing out my chest. I reserve the right to flex. You can say I'm changing for the best. A youngest changing for the check. If hating boys want to test, gon' need a second guess. Saw some flick up hit the nest. Splash brother like I'm Steph. So official, I'm the ref. Step back from a hater quit. Come for me, ain't no clover leaf. You out of luck, boy, quit. Hide and seek from the fraudulent. Parkour, hopping walls. I don't want it all, I just want all of it. I'm stacking cake up for my daughter, boy, you looking like your money playing hard to get. Yeah, yeah. I said, who gon' stop me now?
Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. I said, who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon'. I said, who gon' stop me now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Extra, learn my lesson, yeah. Taught myself and got a master, yeah. I bought a chain but on the master, yeah. I killed the beat and kept the masters. Ray taught me that. Give me beans and I bring coffee back. The blueprint and I bring copies back. The blueprint and I bring copies back. Ray taught me that. Give me beans and I bring coffee back. The blueprint and I bring copies back. Blueprint and I bring copies back. Yeah.
So who gon' stop me now? Ain't nobody gon' stop me now. Yeah. Who gon' stop me now? Oh yeah.
Professor Tune, the song is Who Gonna Stop Me Now. He performs tomorrow night, Motorco Music Hall in Durham.
Yes, sir.
And the new record is called Release, which is going to be out next month, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm so glad to release things. Release stress, yeah. Release music. It's been a year since I released music.
That feels good. What about putting this music together? I would guess that was it, on the one hand, you could be considered a real relief. Finally, the creative flow is back and you've got it. On the other hand, a lot more pressure. It's like, can I do it? Do I have the chops?
Facts. I have been blowing up at people a lot more on edge. It's happening. Yeah. I guess the best part about it is that I'm learning to embrace like all those things too. Like, all right, I get mad. I'm going to blow up. I apologize. You feel me? It's stress on my shoulders, but at the same time, the music is a therapy, so... Let that just...
You talked about you're also sort of embarked on a new understanding. You talk about take more notes. Right?
Take extra notes.
What is that? What's that all about?
So there's this thing that I got actually from MK Asante. He was on like his book tour promoting his book Buck, which was a bestseller. Yeah. And from that, he said that there's the history that you're taught. And then there's the history that actually happened. And it's your job to take an extra set of notes. So you take notes for class. All right, you know all the information that's here for you to pass this test. But then be intuitive and make that true account, or realize that a history book's only written by two or three dudes' point of view. Mm-hmm.
Where do you find that? Where do you take the notes? Because again, there's a lot of absent voices in the history that we are taught, and I think that's what you're speaking to.
All right, so
right, so where? So now, if they're not there, how do I find them? Where are they?
It's within you, like honestly. So just humor me for a second, and nobody get mad at me and tweet me weird stuff after I say this.
The warning not to tweet bad stuff. But go ahead.
So my daughter's in kindergarten. They still teach. Christopher Columbus discovered America. He discovered a place where people were literally standing to greet him. He discovered it, though.
Yeah.
So my notes are wrong by definition if he discovered this place that was discovered by these people standing here already.
So then you can just apply, not just, but you must apply critical thought to what it is. So even if you don't know a broader story, there's something wrong with a story that says,
that
writes out the people who were there by suggesting there was nothing there and he's looking straight through them.
Right. And then somebody wrote the book and said, discovered. Somebody wrote that word in there. So that's the one account. So what about the dudes who was standing, or women, who were standing here to greet Chris when he got here? What's their account? Where's their history book?
There you go.
Take extra notes.
Well, I want to give you time to play extra music and sing for us and perform. But first, I'm going to tell everybody where they can hear you tomorrow night, Motorco Music Hall in Durham. And then you should be on the lookout for his upcoming project called Release. And I'm talking about Professor Tune. And, of course, you can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org, which is a program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, once again, Professor Toon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take your best guess. What a youngin' gon' do next? I'm official, that's two texts. Dog, I need two refs. For the callin', that's a new flex. I've been ballin', I ain't scored yet. Robin, I've been cleaning all the garbage off the boards all day. Subway, I was scrubbing all the floors all day. I must be tripping, cause I came a long way from a little youngin'. Same draws, just the stage got a little bigger. In and out the doctors, cause I flame a little sicker. Rappers claiming game, but they barely got the hiccups. Rappers claim they sicker, but they barely got the hiccups. If I'ma see my daddy, I'ma flame that. Money for a show, but the same. For a show with my mama and my sisters. I ain't never grow, but my brain got bigger. Dog, I gotta get it so my daughter get it quicker. And clearly, I'm talking any means. Rappers talking and making movies, I'm throwing screens. And the shooters behind me, I guess the woe is me. That mean they riding in case you missing mentions. Say I ain't popping and coming by a ticket. Checking the crowd and I bet you see your sister, your mama, your girl, and some of your second cousins. I'm striving to be everything that every father figure in my life was. Chasing at the dollars but ain't changing nothing. I never learned how to fight. Well, I learned it from a woman. So when I need an extra breath of life, I get it from a woman. I've been drowning all my problems in them. Nowadays, chasing at the women for the flowers, now I'm crazy. Extra expediting, say it's crazy. I guess it's me, man, dog, I can't explain it. Young book reader, but I still got the streets, though. Bullseye bread, Dennis B, bro. Ain't looking, see, bro. Then why you trying to see, bro? They say that I'ma blow up now. Oh, you just now listening, you should slow up now. You gon' make me call your bro up now. Yeah, yeah, I'm still the same love. After dollars of my getting quicker. The wrong way. I dropped out of school, saw a youngin' took the long way. Yeah. I dropped out of school, saw a youngin' took the long way. Yeah.